And we continue to track that strong cold front off to our north and west, which is bringing some Arctic air to the Midwest. We don't get the full brunt of the colder air, as has been the case all winter long, but we certainly will turn cooler after another day of record or near record highs today. We tied the record high yesterday at 84. The record today is 85, set back in 1959, and we're going to get awfully close before the clouds thicken enough to perhaps drop the temperatures a few degrees. We'll also see a few late-day showers develop out well ahead of the cold front, but the main band or several bands of rain will be overnight tonight and into early Friday morning. And despite everybody getting at least some rain, the amounts just don't look to be all that great. Less than a half inch across the board and generally less than a third of an inch of rain. So this is not a big rainmaker, but at least some moisture, some rainfall for our soil and also to tame down those pollen counts briefly anyway. Temperatures tonight will drop into the 50s. Beware and first alert on the potential for a wet start tomorrow morning for that commute, but then we'll break out into some afternoon sunshine. Temperatures struggle only to get into low to mid 60s, so it'll be a solid 20 degrees cooler tomorrow versus today and a breeze to make it feel chilly too. So for Valentine's Day evening tomorrow night, sweaters and jackets. A good night to snuggle, I guess, with a partly cloudy to mostly clear sky, but temperatures drop into the 40s during the late evening and overnight hours, and that'll set us up for a cool start to the weekend on Saturday, but really pretty nice. Partly cloudy and breezy. If it hadn't been so warm recently, it would be a nice day. We'll be in the mid to upper 60s, and that's where we ought to be for this time of year. It will be particularly brisk at the beaches on Saturday, so some blowing sand and rather raw at our beaches for the beginning of the weekend. On Sunday, partly cloudy. The winds start to come in off the Atlantic. A few brief showers, just enough moisture for some rain, but it would be pretty hit and miss and not very long lasting. So a pretty decent day, and we'll get back into the low to mid 70s. And President's Day, a holiday for many, partly cloudy and mild in the mid 70s, and still a brief shower perhaps coming in off the Atlantic. We'll warm up even more for Tuesday, but we have another reasonably strong cold front for late next week, which should bring some showers and cooler air again. This weekend, we, of course, have the Valentine's Day celebrations tomorrow and tomorrow night. I mentioned the early morning rain and the cool evening. A Sunday is the Daytona 500. There is a race this evening in Daytona as well, and it looks like the showers with the cold front will stay to the north and west of Daytona until after that race, so should be okay. And then for race day, Sunday afternoon, anticipate partly cloudy skies, mild temperatures, 70 to 75. There will be a wind off the Atlantic to keep those temperatures in check, but that wind may also be pulling in a little bit of moisture and enough for at least a brief shower or two during the race, so that'll be something we have to carefully monitor. It doesn't look like any long-lasting or particularly heavy rain, but it doesn't take much to interrupt that race, so that's something to keep in mind for Sunday afternoon, what otherwise looks to be a mild day. And then for President's Day, similar weather in the 70s for highs, a brief shower, partly cloudy and nice otherwise. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.